The chemistry continues, and we can't wait to talk about it. We're talking Married at First Sight, Episode 3. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
It's all nothing. It's all nothing.
Heather loves singing that part. I love singing in general. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Married at First Sight After Show. We can't wait to talk about all the chemistry, how it continued, and so much more. Please join us in the live chat if you're still awake on the East Coast. And if Pacific Standard Time, join us right now so we can talk about the couples, how amazing it is, all of the above. I'm going to get us started. Hi, it's me, Heather Yared. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Heather Yared. And to my left, I have my lovely co-host. Please introduce yourselves.
Hello, guys. It's Allie Nast. You can find me on Twitter at Allie Nast and on Instagram at Allie Girl.
And I'm Tessa Saval. You guys can find me on all social media at Tessa_Saval.
Yes, and tonight, Dishola cannot make it. We are very sad. And from all the comments that you left for us on YouTube, we know you're sad too. But he is here in spirit. He's given us his opinions on all the couples, which he is loving Nate right now. And we'll talk more about that soon. Let's get into it. Yes. So we have the wedding night, ladies.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I just want to say, after watching last season, I just loved how these couples were so natural. It felt so natural to me, and I was like, wow, this is really just so easy to watch because you feel like you're not even, like, I feel like last episode is in the past now. Like, I didn't even feel like they just got married. I feel like they've known each other forever. It was so great.
Everybody seemed super comfortable. And to me personally, it felt a lot different than season 4.
Yeah.
In season 4, I mean, like, cutting right into it, so carrying people over the threshold. So we have A Square and Danielity. They carry, you know, they get over the threshold. Everyone picks it up. There's no hesitation. It's not awkward. And then we have Nate. He did not, but that's because he believed that you're supposed to carry your wife over the threshold when you get a new house. Other than that, he would have done it. Yeah. I was like, oh, maybe he's right. But regardless, it was so easy.
Yeah.
It's much different than what this felt like in season 4. Don't you think
it wasn't as, I felt like season 4, it was more forced. There was a lot of more reservations. And what I'm noticing here is that a lot of these couples, you can tell, are, I mean, so far. And I'm not, I know we saw a lot of scary things in the previews, but what I'd like to say from the start, I'm going to pretend like this episode was standalone and I didn't see those previews because the feelings that I felt after this episode were that everything was natural, their chemistry was great, and that everybody is in it for, they understand the process and they understand that, like, yeah, we just got married and we're strangers, but, like, they're allowed to hold hands. They're allowed to feel like a couple.
Oh, my gosh. There's no asking. Asking permission. Can I hold your hand? Should I hold your hand? Can I hug? Like, what is that? Like,
that's not even. I kept forgetting they were strangers.
Yeah.
I literally kept forgetting they were strangers.
Right.
Yes. Yes.
And I completely agree. And I like that you said, like, can I hold your hand? Blah, blah, blah. When you think about it, like, if you've ever met someone and it was just, like, random and you've hit it off immediately and you're chatting, like, I actually started thinking about that this episode, which I don't think I've thought about before.
Ooh, tell us
more. So when I've, like, when you think about it, if you've met someone for the first time and it's just, like, immediate, like, whoa, I get this person. This person gets me. Or you think you get that person. That person thinks they get you. You know what I mean? It's like you're in the moment.
Yeah.
I can understand how this could be so exciting and invigorating for them. And I like that they're just going with it. And they're not holding any reservations. Yes. But at the same time, it's like they're not holding reservations, but in certain areas they are, which I really respect.
Yeah, and I think where I heard the reservations the most was with Danielity, right? Cody is like, I've never been in a relationship with this dynamic. I'm not sure if this is right, this is wrong. Danielle expressed some concerns about that, saying if he keeps doing that, it could cause issues. But like you said, the reservations are in the right areas and for the right reasons right now, but they did not hold back. Where they did hold back a little bit is consummating the marriages. So I'm super excited that nobody slept together.
And I like that there was no negativity on that. Like, the fact that they didn't and no one seemed to care. Like, they were like, it was great. Like, I think that was so smart. I forget who it was right off the bat said that, I think it was Danielle, said that I want to be able to get to know the person and I don't want it to be based off of our sexual encounter for the first time.
Yeah, a lot. Mm-hmm. I feel like all the women said that. One thing that I did think was weird is when they woke up, Danielle goes, he's still here. And in my mind, I was like, wait, are they normally not here when you wake up in the morning? Did anyone else catch that?
Yes, but I didn't think that.
Oh, okay.
That's I thought it was more of a joke, like, we're strangers. He didn't run away from me the first day.
Gotcha.
Like,
yeah. Okay, I could see that. I could see that. You know, one common theme that a lot of the couples talked about was having a partner, that they engaged in this experiment because they wanted to experience life with someone. We saw that this episode. These people acted like that. Now, in retrospect, since you've seen this episode from the first two, do you all believe now that you could potentially engage in a show like this or jump into marriage that quickly with somebody?
Not marriage. But like, I after watching this show, it made me be like, oh my gosh, I know that feeling of like meeting someone for the first time and having all these fun things, but that's in the dating stage. I wouldn't jump to marriage only because I know that if I felt trapped at one point, I'd be scared and like, I wouldn't want, like, and especially like, I don't know. I would say no.
Still?
Yeah.
I agree, but more so because I think people are so complex and it takes so long to truly, truly trust someone.
Exactly.
And love someone.
Yeah, and so what's so interesting about that is they also talk about being safe. They feel safe. Now, the men more so said that. I chose this. Now I feel safe. I don't have to have reservations. Again, I feel like I would be the same way. My biggest fear and doubt is always that just someone's out on the drop of a dime. And when you're married, you can't be. So I like that on both aspects, the women are thinking about this from the partner perspective, the men are thinking about being safe, and it's great. So the dynamics are there, and it's amazing. And I think we also see that with the family brunches. Yeah. What stood out for you guys with the brunches? What did you see that you liked?
I liked the communication. I liked that they were all talking, and I loved when Ashley's dad was like, you gotta get over it. They're married, all right? Yeah.
I thought that was hilarious. That was a great moment. I think the biggest moment for me, though, was Nate and his mom's conversation.
Yeah. Ooh, yes. I was shocked that she was... You don't know what you're doing to me. You don't know what you're doing to me. Like, I can't believe this. And the pressure, she was so overwhelmed. I wasn't experiencing that. But it was clear what it was when she goes, am I still the queen? Wow. I was shocked. Sheila handled that beautifully. Yeah. Very eloquently said, listen, he's been my husband for 10 minutes. I can't step in here. Would you all have stepped in?
I mean, I feel like I'd be like, I don't know. I don't know what to do because I think... I'd be scared, too, because that's a really uncomfortable situation. Whenever you date someone or if you're married to someone, you want their family to love you. Like, that's just, like, you want to constantly please them. So I think, if anything, I'd be more scared and, like, almost, like, not, I guess, hurt. Like, oh, my gosh, like, how do I like, gain her trust? Like, I want to make sure that I'm there for her. So if anything, I think if I was in her situation, I would have just been, like, trying to comfort her, which would not be good because clearly she needed her space and needs her time to understand what's going on.
Yeah, I thought the approach was great. I was, again, very shocked. But even her response, she did not back down. She was like, you know, you shouldn't judge me right now in so many words. And when you, I'm not going, I love that. I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah.
I don't plan on going anywhere. You're going to have the time to get to know me.
Yeah.
But Sheila's dad's outfit was amazing.
Yeah.
Did you guys see that?
Yeah, and I loved how her dad, every time, like, the mom, like, when the mom was saying, like, I just shouldn't have to be right, he's like, I completely understand, like, I agree. I think that, like, both, and their family, and, like, Sheila and her mother, too, like, they were just like, we get it. Like, they were so understanding, and I love that. And I love that we did have that communication, and it wasn't just... Nate's mom talking to the camera. It was like they talked about it. It's in the air. They understand, which, like, yeah, of course, it's going to be a hard situation for anybody. And I mean, it is kind of nice to see that, like, yeah, not everybody's okay with this. It's tricky.
Absolutely. But Nate's words to his mom, I thought, were amazing. Pulled her to the side, said, you had an attitude at the wedding. You had an attitude at the reception. This is my time. You're not doing it today. And when he said no, this is my new queen. I died.
I think also it gave so much more context to the fact that he's been calling Sheila her queen.
Yeah.
Yes. Because it sounded kind of more like a pet name at first, right? Like my baby, my queen, whatever. But it made it feel so much more powerful when his mom referred to herself as his queen.
Right. What did that shift for you? Like, if you could put that into words, I'm sure it's hard, but like, how did that change for you in that moment when his mom asked that question?
I mean, it just really set in, like, how, like, powerful that word is to him and how he's really been using it a lot, right?
Yes.
And he's so committed and he's so dedicated to making this new woman – his new queen. Yes. Because, like I said, it was kind of a pet name to me, so it just put so much more importance to it.
Absolutely. Yeah. And to...
Which made me like Nate more.
Yes, Nate. I love Nate.
Yes.
Nate is amazing.
I will say we saw a different side of him this episode, and I'm totally... Like, he proved to me this episode, like, okay, he's totally in it for, like, all the right reasons. And I, like, already kind of knew that from last episode, but, like, we did kind of have our reservations. But you could tell, he said it multiple times, like, I got married, I'm committed, I'm in this, I'm ready. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, like, his words, because I think DeSholo last time was saying, like...
That they seemed fake.
Yeah, but yeah. I think this time we're seeing more of authenticity through his actions.
Oh, totally. And where it says, he said this, I had to write it down because I was amazing. Be proud of how I treat her. And remember, you played the biggest part in that.
Yeah.
The queen, right? Like, yeah. You taught me how to treat a woman in this aspect. And that, to me, that's when everybody was like, okay, I'm about to cry. Let's eat. Let's have some food. Yeah. So it was amazing. The other two couples' families, it was a breeze.
Yeah.
I mean, let's cut in. Let's go to A Squared, right?
Yeah.
Now, A Squared in general, I just want to kind of say this as we go into the brunch. To me, throughout this entire episode, they actually were the least touchy.
Yeah.
Did you guys pick up on that or see that? Or am I seeing something different? Maybe the other ones were just more touchy and so it was shadowing it.
I completely agree.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised. I was kind of surprised that they weren't. But regardless, the family seemed to love each other. Okay, Ashley's dad, Tom, is amazing. But then you have Lauren, so the sister. She's like, move in, blah, 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 blah. Anthony seemed a little bit already on edge about that, a little touchy.
Well, I think it's just because this is such a hard situation in the beginning. So, like, if you have a family member that's kind of stopping any easiness from happening and, like, stopping any roadblocks, it is kind of like, like, this is already a tricky situation. And if you're trying to put your take on a situation, it's uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I think he went about it all right. And, like, I think she was doing it from, like... I think it was just humorous for her. Like, she was joking. I think it was all, like...
Kind of.
Yeah,
I don't know. You don't know? To be honest, she did not seem like she was joking.
Well, like, I think she kind of, like, lighthearted.
Play it off as she was joking, but
she was, like, not.
I do not foresee
her being okay with
going
that.
Well.
Ooh, which part? What's this?
This. Lauren and Anthony. I feel there's going to be a lot of...
Friction.
Headbutting, but friction.
Yeah,
that's a great word.
Yeah, when they were in the honeymoon already, when they got there in the car, he was like, so we're going to move away from Lauren. She's like, don't say that. My sister will hate you. I mean, but I want to talk about that. Pastor Cal brings up a great point. I'm a big believer in this. I learned the hard way. When you're in a relationship, it stays between you and the other person.
Yeah.
When you talk about disruptions to outside individuals, friends, it is what causes issues.
Yeah.
Like he said, they will remember those issues when you talk to them about it, not exactly what's going on, and you work it out with each other. So clearly, Ashley was like, well, who am I supposed to talk to? I always tell my sister everything. What did you think about Pastor Cal's advice?
I thought it was great advice because there's so many times where you tell somebody something and then you're like, crap, like I shouldn't have said that, because then later on the road, they're like, well, remember, they did this. And you're like, but they're a different person. Like, I didn't mean it like that. Because, like, you say, you usually are telling someone a bad thing out of frustration and out of a bad place that you're in that moment, and you don't necessarily mean all the things you say. So I totally agree with him on that, where it's like, if you do have an issue, just, especially when you're married, because it's not like you're going anywhere. It's like a different thing if it's like someone that you're like, no, like, say you're never going to be friends with them again, like you're totally completely out of your life. But it's different in this situation, because if you do tell someone, they're going to try and put their advice and how they would deal with the situation on it, when that might not work for you.
Yes. Yes, completely. Speaking of the experts, this season I see a lot of changes. Back to what we said last week, the fact that they paired a couple from spirituality and another from, like, energy and career, and then from family, much different. It seems to me that they're taking a lot more time watching the previous season's, let's just say it to be honest, mismatches. It's really changing.
Yeah.
The fact that Pastor Cal sat down with them and did a pre-honeymoon meet, I feel like exactly what he prep talked them on is what we saw in season 4.
Yeah,
went wrong.
Didn't work.
Yeah, so they're prepping them properly. And I think that's amazing.
I totally agree.
Yeah, and as far as the issues and people projecting on the past, it seems that Danielle and Cody, when they got into to where they went, so let's talk about that real quick, where the couples are going. So we have A Squared, they were hitting the Bahamas. Okay, yeah. Danielle-ity, where were they going? St. Thomas?
Yeah.
Okay, and then we have Sheila and Nate in St. St. Croix. Okay, I have not traveled ever in my whole life, so please excuse. So I was super excited about all those. When they're tired, they're upset, Danielle blatantly said, like, we're being easy on each other. We are not getting frustrated. We're not getting upset. I saw a lot in this couple, this episode, that made me very hopeful. Excuse me. I was doubting them from the first two episodes. There was just something that wasn't right. But as far as what do you want to do? Zip line, activities, their energy and their dynamic really is strong. And they mentioned, we're a little nervous. It's too easy.
Yeah.
Did you?
I'm kind of worried because I feel like Danielle shows more hesitation than I think Cody does. Mm-hmm. And I feel like this might be a problem later down the road. I don't know. I just feel like every time the camera kind of glanced to her, she generally had a more kind of hesitated, worried look on her face. I felt more so than Cody did.
Really? Yes. I saw... I don't say awkward, but like I saw a little bit of awkwardness. So maybe what you were seeing is what I would call awkward.
Yeah.
And it was like they were there, yeah, not
no,
there.
I agree with you. Yes. Yeah.
But you're right. It did translate into hesitation because even when they were doing the diary cams, it was almost like they were a little bit, which is
natural. I just
natural.
Felt like Cody was more like, oh, you're so beautiful. Yeah. And so lucky. And she was like,
oh, yes. Yes. I think she is.
Like she
hesitant.
Didn't do it back, which is, I mean, I know you just met them, but it just felt like so much more is coming from him already.
Mm-hmm. So and what do you think? Her not doing it back, what does that mean to you?
Well, I feel like half of it's probably her personality. She doesn't seem like she naturally is that type of person to maybe be super lovey-dovey and super outgoing with her emotions. From what we've seen so far.
Right.
But I also hence a little bit of awkward hesitation coming from her, which I understand. Yes, you just got married to a stranger, but I feel like it's just a little bit more than that. Like, she's like, wow, like, this is really happening. Not like, I'm ready to dive in with this with you.
Yes, I couldn't agree more. And I remember seeing that in the matchmaking episodes. And I feel like in the first one, she was like, oh, wow, really? You did. You found me one. And it's funny because she also said in this episode, if he keeps holding back, that's going to affect the relationship. But in reality, she is. So
that's what I found really interesting when she said that.
So something that I'm like, I agree with what you're saying. And it's actually bringing a perspective to like the forefront that I didn't necessarily see.
Yeah.
But from what I saw from her kind of hesitating was more so that she's scared of what could possibly, like, she's scared because she doesn't want anything to go wrong.
Ooh, yeah.
So I think she's kind of holding back for now because she's, like, nervous, like, oh my gosh, like, I think she needs maybe the comfort from him first in order to be able to go forward. Does that make sense?
It does.
And then also, Pastor Cal said something about, you can't let your fears, you have to just let everything go. Like, stop, like, don't ever hold back because your fears will, like, self-sabotage.
Yes.
And so I thought that was a great point that he pulled up because, sometimes in relationships you tend to focus on the things that could go wrong rather than just being in the moment.
Yes.
And so that's what I think why that was important because I think he said that to them, Danielity, or he said that to Aries Squared, but I can't remember. But it was a good point that he brought up.
Do we have the live chat?
Oh, we've got Nick in the chat.
Ah, Nick from season 4. Hey,
what's up, Nick?
Hi. Hi, what's going on over there, Allie?
He said, A Squared, yes, hello. He said, A Squared might take the team name title for Team Sonic. Oh, that's true. A Squared, definitely. Yeah. Hey, guys, catching up on the new season and, of course, getting my dose of the best post-show commentary or insights. Amazeballs. Thanks,
Woo,
Nick.
Thank you, Nick. Awesome. I totally agree. I think their dynamic is similar to what we thought we saw with Sonic.
Yeah.
And definitely that team name is off the charts. A Squared. It's hitting in hard. Very hard and good. I think that, again, even hearing the hesitation and Pastor Cal's feedback about the self-sabotage, that reiterates even more how much these couples are, as much as they are hesitating, letting go.
Yeah.
I mean, Sheila and Nate already holding hands. They couldn't even take his hands off of watching Sheila's hand hold his before the honeymoon thing. And it was amazing. And speaking of, let's get into the honeymoons.
Yes.
So all we really see is the packing, the opening of the presents, the wearing of the shirts, which I love those shirts, by the way.
I thought those were really, I don't know why, but it like... fit them. Like, yeah. that font looked really good on them.
I don't know. It sounds so silly, but the font looked good on them.
No. And what about the wake-ups? Because that was a theme for us last year, too. We always thought that they were fake.
I wanted to note that these wake-ups were much more natural, and I don't know if it's because I think I was watching A Squared. Their covers were pulled to, like, over their faces. So I was like, yeah. They're doing something a little different. Because last year it was like this. It was like,
oh my gosh. And it was like, you could see smirks on their faces.
Yeah.
Like,
it was cute because obviously you know that the camera people had to go in there and wake them up. So, and they even talked, I think they've talked about it a couple times, but wait, really quick, something about like camera something.
Take your time.
I want to ask A Squared if you're watching. It looked like there was water in your champagne glasses, there was no fizz in it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not, there's and no so, such thing as fake champagne. I'd be furious.
Right I was now. Like wondering that, and I thought it was funny because they said, oh my gosh, there's always champagne in every refrigerator. So I was just like, maybe, because it was really clear. So I was like, maybe that's just me being over-analyzing
looking at it.
But yeah, that was something I noticed.
I thought the conversation seemed so natural when I got there on the honeymoons, in the cars even. There's a couple dynamics too that I want to get curious with you guys about. Again, bringing it back to A Squared, I was surprised that they did not seem as touchy-feely as the other couples, but it seems to me they fell right into that classic, very old-fashioned wife and husband role. He's like, I want a jet ski. I want to do this. And she's like, I mean, I'll get a little bit active. I don't like sharks. And she likes to relax, which again, I see her laying out and so forth. And I loved that. She's like, I'll compromise. But of both couples, it seemed like they did not have the quote-unquote matching desires.
But he did say when they got in the limo, he said, I don't know if my wife likes to be active or she likes to lay on the beach. That's fine, too.
Yes.
But so, I just love that she's already willing to compromise.
Yes. That's
such a great strength in any relationship.
I feel like that was something that was huge last season was compromising. And
tell us more. What do you mean?
Like, I think that was, like, something that came up frequently. Like, well, I have to compromise. You know, ooh. I have to. And I feel like, for this couple, it was like, well, I'm going to compromise.
It's an understood.
Yeah. It's not something that's, like, seems like a chore.
Yes. It did kind of seem like a chore for some of the couples last season. And here, it's like, again, we're seeing they're committed. They're ready. It's a known thing and a process. And, again, the experts really did a better job pairing people this time around and putting that together. So knowing that A Squared was already on board, whether they do like to do the same things or not, to me, I was very... But the music was even quirky that they played. It's almost like I felt like, wait a minute, are they planting a seed in my head to make me think that they're a quirky couple?
And okay, so it was more so, I felt like they were playing the music to make me suspect something that I didn't think. Because I think that maybe they're like so great that the music is trying to like trip us up. You know, like, calm it down, like don't get too excited yet.
Yes.
Like, maybe we'll just, like, because it is so natural that the music starts to play into, like, what your thoughts are.
Yes.
So.
And do you think that they already seem like they've been married for, like, 10 years? A Squared.
A Squared?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, you don't. See, no. I don't know what I saw, but I did. Like, when they were in there, again, almost the fact that they weren't touching to me. And she's like, what do you want to do? And he's like, I don't know, babe, what do you want to do? I was like, yes. I was like, it felt just so easy. Yeah.
I'll just say this. From, like, even the start of the episode, I just was, like, smiling, thinking, wow, these couples are really happy together. And it made me so happy to just watch them. Mm-hmm. Like, it made me feel like, oh, my gosh, like, this really is true love that I'm watching. And like I said, I'm not going to think about what might happen down the road. In this moment, it seems like it could work for all three of them.
I totally agree. For the first time already, which maybe we're saying it too soon, but for the first time, I see three successes.
Yeah.
There's just not one thing that I don't. We're going to have the crying. We see it in the reviews. They're going to get upset. I mean, I am curious as to what happens. We'll say that for predictions, but with her crying, we'll get to that in a minute. But I think that we're going to have success stories. And again, Danielle and Cody, there is an energy with them. And I said this during the show and I tweeted it. I almost just feel at peace watching them. They're very calm together. And when they do interact, as much as that hesitation is a little bit awkward, it just seems comfortable. Like, they're already in it to win it. And that's
It does seem comfortable. Like, when they just, like, walked away and they grabbed hands. And I was like, oh, my gosh, that's a normal couple.
Yes.
And I feel like you have to accept this process as that, as it is. And I feel like that's something that could hold you back, is if you're thinking they're a stranger, which actually Nancy Kaufman in the chat says, didn't Nate say, I don't want to hear the word stranger anymore. Mm-hmm. Good call, which is true. Because once you keep, if you keep reiterating the fact that like, oh, this is a stranger, you're never going to immerse yourself into this relationship.
I never thought about that. Words create worlds. And if you do keep saying stranger, it will completely change something.
Yeah.
And that was huge. Nate's very insightful with his words. Like everything that he says. I think the fact that they have faith and they have like God at their core of that is going to be very, very strong for them completely.
Yeah.
I think it's a lot different. Again, this year they were paired for completely different reasons. I'm feeling that. But this is a dynamic where we're going to see a lot of things that we can, I think I'm going to experience and watch this and say, wow, I need to do that better. Wow, I can incorporate that into my relationship. And it's going to be just completely different. Like this season already is one of
them. I mean, something I wrote down in my notes was, I just really appreciate all these couples. I was like, these are great. Not to say that last season they weren't. And it, like, I don't want to compare because everybody's standalone. And obviously, like I said, I loved all the couples last season. I wanted them to all be successful. Mm-hmm. And so I want to stop right there at comparing, and I'm going to continue to go forward.
But you just wanted to get that out.
Yeah, I wanted to get that out there because I appreciated all of them as well.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Nick, appreciate you.
Yeah, Nick, we love you. Nick. So here's what you just made me think of, too, that I wanted to bring up with you. Again, Danielle and their first dinner. So we have their first dinner, mm-hmm. and they're talking about being around each other 24/7. And she referenced something about, like, how difficult it is or how interesting it is or how it's going to be something about being hard. I can't remember the exact words. But, again, I thought that was not necessary. Like, to, again, plant that seed that the conversations were going to be hard or that there is something about being around each other that could lead to something else. That really took me back a little bit.
Sorry, go ahead, Tessa.
No, I'll go.
No, I was just going to say, I kind of understand where you're coming from, because at first I was like, oh, let's not talk about the negative things just yet. But I think that might be a sign of, like, when you're worried about something, like, that's, like, you know, putting yourself, thinking about the future and fearing of things. I think it might be a fear that, like, what if that, like, you, those are the things you think about in a relationship. Like,
yeah.
Oh my gosh, what if the conversation dies? Like, what if I don't know what to do? You know what I mean? And those are normal thoughts and feelings that, because this is technically like their first date. You know what I mean? And those are the things that you're in your head, you're like, oh my gosh, like maybe I should just keep eating. Like, is he going to keep, you know what I mean? So I think those are just normal fears.
Yeah.
And I think it was normal for her to just, like, I think she's wanting to just let him know everything she's feeling, which I think is great.
Wow. Why do you think that's a good thing?
To let him know, because they're already both in it to win it, essentially. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Like, they're in it. They're married. I mean, unless they do go the divorce route, which I would hope none of them would. At this point, you got to put everything on the table, whether it be – I mean, obviously, you don't want to put everything now. You don't want to start piling things up. But I think it was, like, kind of her way to, like, open up more conversation and maybe just be like, I'm kind of worried if that would happen. And maybe that was just, you know – something to talk about, too.
I feel like it's realistic.
Yeah.
Right? Like, there's no relationship is perfect. No relationship is easy, no matter how great the couple is. Like, there's always going to be something hard, no matter even if it's with them. But if it's with, you know, they even just lose their job or they have their parents die or something like that. Like, there's always going to be something hard that's going to happen.
Right. Sure.
So I think it's realistic, but I get what you're saying with, like, the bad stigmatism with the word.
Yeah.
But I also think it's realistic.
Yeah. And bringing that up, Nate and Sheila, it's almost like they've already gone through some really intense stuff.
Yeah.
With the parents, how they acted, how Nate's dad acted at the reception. And then again, at this dinner, both of them are really killing it.
Yeah. They're hilarious, might I.
I love them.
So funny. Like, I laughed out loud when they were in the limo, and he was like, I just wanted to stop by and say that you are beautiful. And she was like, you better watch out. My husband's coming out. I'm like, so cute. So adorable.
Favorite part. So favorite part of the show. Let's talk about it. What was your favorite part? What stuck out to you that you thought was like, okay, this is something that's amazing?
Tessa, you first. I don't know if this is my favorite, but I really like this part when Nate said, I'm a married man. I feel liberated. Yes. I just thought that was so interesting because, you're liberated. You know, most people, I feel like, would say that when they're single.
Yeah.
Or there's no strings attached. You're right. You know, they're on their own. They're doing their thing. But he's in, all of a sudden, this binding relationship for the rest of his life.
And he feels liberated.
I just found that very interesting. And it really, really stuck
That's
out
a great
to me
point.
In this episode.
I did not hear him say that. And that makes me, Nate, I love you. I love you. And I love Sheila. That is amazing. Wonderful point. All we hear is people feeling binded, boggled down.
Wait, was it Nate that said that? Or was it?
It was Nate.
I thought it was Anthony.
Nate.
I don't know why.
And I was like, maybe I have this whole Playboy persona of him last episode. Now I'm like, wait a minute.
I saw from the gate that he was not. He might be a Playboy single, but he wants to be liberated. He is a very, like, spiritual person. He knows that a partner is what will take him to the next level. Every good, smart man knows that behind his success is an even stronger woman. Yes. Wait, what?
I love that. Yeah,
because it's true. It doesn't mean that women are any better than men. It just means that, I mean, it's how it's supposed to be. We live in this DIY culture. I did it by myself. I am your typical person who was raised by a divorced family. Be independent. Go out. Make money. All you have is yourself. And when it clicked with me that this whole you have to be independent was ruining my relationships, I said, wait a minute. There is no such thing as DIY when it comes to actual success. Someone is always right there behind you.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah, so, and no one wants to, like, say it, but, like, come on. It's what it's all about. So to hear that Nate said that, like, oh God.
Yeah. Wonderful.
I know. I want all men to feel that way.
I know.
Oh my
that
gosh.
Is true.
I mean, I don't know. I think that that's amazing. So good. God, Tessa. High 10 on that one. Allie, what about you?
I mean, honestly, so far, I just was liking the happiness that was going on.
Yeah, you really, your energy was totally different tonight watching this.
It was exciting to see them be so excited about this process because obviously everybody signed up to do this. You know what I mean? It's not like they were forced into it. They all signed up and said, you know what? I'm ready to give this a shot. Like, I'm ready to have the experts pick somebody out for me, which, might I add, I loved how, I think it was Sheila's parents said, like, they're lucky. Like, I think it was her dad said, they're lucky they got someone to pick them, like, pick out a perfect
experts.
Person for them. But anyways, I just loved the happiness. I loved how they were all so carefree. They weren't really being nitpicky at all. They were just totally enjoying the moment.
Being present.
Yeah, and so I think that was really important. And I thought it brought joy to the episode to watch. So I liked that that it was just happy.
Speaking of Sheila's dad saying that they were lucky because they got paired by experts, do you guys believe that? Would you, if you had a choice right now living in Los Angeles, this wonderful place to date in?
It's hard out here, people.
It's a jungle, okay? It's a jungle. And I'm a relationship coach, and I know it's a jungle. So on that, would you feel like right now, if I had a magic wand and I would say you can have an expert pair you with somebody and you would be in a relationship, would you choose having an expert pair you or would you still want to go to the jungle?
At this moment in time, because I'm in a relationship, I would obviously say no.
Wonderful.
See, I don't know. That's tough because I believe that, like I feel like God has someone out there for me, and I feel like no matter the timing, it's you can never expect timing, like when it's going to happen or not. Mm-hmm. So I feel like whenever it's supposed to happen, it's going to happen.
So he also said that was God's way. So
yeah,
I love that you said that. That he was like, that is God's way.
Yeah,
and
which in either way, but like I feel like for these people, if they got to that point where they felt like this is what it needed to happen for them, then that's great.
Sure,
it's just like I feel like. There's so many, like personally, I would probably say no because I feel like there's so many things I still need to work on at, like, you know, in, like, my life, so.
Absolutely.
What about you?
Yeah, what about you,
Heather?
I like
the idea of an expert. It's unconventional, but an expert can be helpful in that regard. So I personally would love to be matched with an expert because I need that help, clearly. Like, because, I mean,
so
I'm always.
Would you keep asking us, would you get married at first sight?
Hands down.
Really?
I have wanted to be on this show since,
what?
Oh my God, since I watched season one. Like, Jason and Courtney, by hands down, are like, that was my first experience with this. And I remember watching them and being like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I remember Jason's mom being sick. I can't remember if he lost her on the show. I hate that I can't remember that. Or what, but when I saw that and how Courtney responded and how she compromised, because it was hard for her to be in New York in that place, everything about that, it made me realize, I was like, see, that's I don't, that to me was just true beauty, true love. Yeah. And like, yeah, I would absolutely get married for sight because of the reasons that all of these couples say. I would feel safe. Yeah. My biggest fear is I have fears. So I have a lot of them when it comes to relationships. And I feel like I would be like, okay, great. We're married. He can't go anywhere. So it would be safe. And I would know like, wow, when this works, like I'm finally going to have that counterpart that's going to help me take life to the next level. I want to say ascend. I just don't want to confuse people. But like ascend, help me grow as a person. Because the only way you really learn is through human relationships. Like the reason we have relationships is to grow. Like we are imperfect people trying to seek the light, trying to get there. And a person is the only thing that's going to hold that mirror in front of you and say, hey, this is what's stopping you from this. So I would absolutely be on Married at First Sight. Like, I love it.
On that note, Nick actually said in the chat, they aren't, the couples of the season aren't talking about what their partners aren't doing over and over. They're just focusing on what they are doing will propel them to the next level.
Yes. Okay, I have that issue. So I tend to, even when you said that about whatever, her focusing on what could go wrong, that is exactly what I thought. I was like, you know what? I do that. Like even when I said like, oh, I thought that was off-putting in my head, I was like, well, Heather, you do that. So that's a good point. The couples are talking about like what is going well, and that is so important in a relationship.
And they're all just thinking about the positive sides of things. And I think that's why it was so like exciting to watch, because I didn't hear one negative thing come out of a person's mouth, which was exciting, you know? And I think that's actually Nancy Coffin in the chat just said, everybody was attracted to each other and no one was disappointed like previous seasons.
Oh, then that was big last season.
Yeah.
I mean, it was obvious that with Heather and Derek and Nick and Sonia, like, it just was not an attraction match.
I thought that they were attracted to each other because I don't think they ever said, like, I don't think with Derek and Heather, no one said I'm not attracted to each other, so I didn't think that was an issue. So,
well, if you look at Heather's new boyfriend, I think definitely looks nothing like Derek, but I think Derek became unattractive to Heather when Derek was vaping or, you know, so many times on the beach. And remember, she had a very big to do with smoking, and they did not get very in depth when vetting them for that. They didn't even ask about the dogs. So another exclusive, AfterBuzz exclusive. They were not asked about the dogs and like if they're okay with dogs.
Really?
Yep. Wasn't even a question.
What?
Yeah. Wow. But now it was. This season it was. All the things were checked on. So yeah. So there were some things that they definitely kind of skipped over. But
someone said, did they ask about a brother living with you? Nancy said that. LOL.
Oh my gosh. We have not gotten to that. I mean, because
we haven't seen on the episode, but he was scared. Everything was going so well that he was like, I don't know how I'm going to bring it up. I don't know why, but I feel like, okay, I guess we'll go into predictions because we'll all say this with a prediction. So let's get into some predictions. Time already?
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Okay, so I predict that Sheila is going to have unconditional love and acceptance for Nate's brother. Do I think she's going to be shocked? I do. But seeing this woman's integrity throughout this entire show and how she has handled herself like a lady with the mom and even with Nate, I completely see past the crying that we had to see because they have to make us think there's drama.
Yeah.
I think that she's going to have acceptance on that and she's going to be like, okay, like maybe this God wanted him here. So I think that's going to work out well. So that's my one prediction. Tessa?
I actually do not predict anything like you just predicted.
Ooh, okay.
I think, I feel like I'm tainted right now with the season 4 teaser they gave us, to be honest. So I'm having a hard time seeing that. Because I think there is that part of Sheila that I saw in the first episode and the second episode that I didn't see in this episode. And I think we saw this fun-loving side that our friends were referencing before in this episode, which I really liked. But I kind of have my hesitations because it seems like in the other episode, she kind of seemed more, I'm trying to think of the best word, like not conservative, but just seemed more like not
closed
open
off
about that stuff.
Okay.
So I think she'll really struggle with that. And I think she'll
So you see struggles ahead.
I just think it's going to change your perception of Nate. Because I think right now what we at least know about Nate is that, you know, he is very strong. He's a very dominant force. He, you know, handles and seems to control situations like he did with his mom. Like, he took charge.
Loved it.
So I think the fact that his brother lives with him, I think our society might see that more as kind of, I don't want to say weak, but just kind of a sign of like, why? Like, you're a grown man. Like, you shouldn't be living with, like, your brother type of thing. And I think she'll have a similar perception to that.
So you're almost seeing the opposite, predicting the opposite.
I just have a question. I'm asking this, like, because I can't remember. I thought that they were, like, he was living with him because he's going to school.
Yeah, I think so. I
don't remember the reason.
Yeah, I don't remember it either, but I think it was. I do think it was like that. Okay. Would that change something in your thought process?
I don't know. I just wanted to clarify.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't remember. Sorry.
Okay.
What's your prediction?
Sorry. No. Are you done?
Well, I was gonna say. What was I gonna say? I just lost it. Never mind.
Sorry. I ruined it.
Do you remember? I really don't.
Think on it.
Think on it. Hell, you go. Think on it.
Honestly, I don't know. I feel like I think that we're obviously, because things have been so good, I don't want anything bad to happen, but I just have a feeling, like, we're going to run into some conflict, but I think everything's going to be resolvable, and I think it's just going to lead, I don't think it'll be anything too drastic where they can't come back from. Like you said, I don't want to think that preview that we saw for next episode is anything too drastic, but I'm also worried because I thought that about last season. I keep saying, like, I want to think the best. I think that they'll come back from it, and, like, maybe it was just – maybe it's something so small.
I'm going to put a prediction in on that one. Thank you for bringing that.
Yeah, so I don't know. I'm just going to say that we're going to run into some conflict. Right now, I feel like I've said this last episode, too. I still need more to predict any more issues. But after all, like, overall this episode, I thought it was a great episode. I loved the chemistry I saw with everybody. I loved the conversations. I love how open it is. And I felt like we didn't have any forced conversations. Like, I think last season they were given flashcards. Like, it was, like, called, like, what was it, like?
Pillow talk?
Pillow talk.
But we might see that again because there is, like, exercises that they're going to have.
Right.
And I think if they do, I am a firm believer in exercises for couples to get to know each other. I really do, especially when you're strangers.
Yeah.
But maybe, again, because the dynamics are so different with these, it won't be as awkward. Because if you are attracted to a person, like, your pillow talk is going to be different, you know? And the reason last season's pillow talk was off is because we had a storm out. Was that on the honeymoon? Like, I think, like Sonia stormed out because he was on, like, Nick was honest about something. And which was like, wait a minute, I thought this was the safe zone. It's like, I thought we were having pillow talk. So I think with these couples, it's going to be a little bit more open. Uh-huh. I think open up. That was a theme from last season, too, to get Nick to open up.
Oh, right.
That was when he flipped out.
Which also, we can't forget that Cody had said in his past relationships, he tends to put up a wall.
Yes, and he's not doing it because he's married.
So interesting because I would have never expected that.
Oh my gosh,
from the way he acted.
I would have. I
would have expected that he would never. He seems like a really, like, genuinely, like, loving person.
Wait, but just why, because, Heather? Because it has nothing, when you put a wall up, it doesn't really have anything to do with, like, how loving or how open you are. It has to do about the insecurities within yourself. So it's like, if you are insecure, if you as a man feel inadequate about certain things, a wall will go up. You will go on the defense because you're not sure if you are good enough for the person standing across from you. So to me, being 26 years old, he does have his own gym, and he has, clearly his parents are amazing. I would absolutely see him being the type to doubt himself.
Talking all about like loving. Like, I thought
that's the same context that I'm referring to. I'm just peeling back a couple layers because you have to love yourself and have that self-sess and be secure to not put the wall up. And putting that wall up is a matter of, like, am I not good enough? I'm going to save myself from rejection.
Yeah.
In essence, is kind of like what it's like. But I thought that was interesting too, still. I wanted to add to my prediction with Nate. I think Sheila's crying because Nate checked out a waitress or another woman or something. So I'm going to say that.
Oh.
Yeah, I do think that. Yeah.
I would like to second that prediction. Woo. That doesn't happen. I agree with you. I could totally see that happen.
Well, we'll see. But either way, I'm rooting for all of them, and I think it's going to be great. Yeah. So it's a great show, ladies. Thanks so much for joining us. Guys, that's it for us tonight. Don't forget to follow AfterBuzz TV. And, of course, you can follow me at Heather Yared on Instagram and Twitter.
And you can follow me on Twitter at Ali Nasta and on Instagram at Ali Girl.
You guys can find me on all social media at Tessa_Saval.
All right, guys, don't forget, join us. Leave comments all week on our YouTube. When you watch this tomorrow, we're so excited to talk to you. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.